Exodus chapter 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go. When he lets you go, he will completely drive you out of here. Tell the people that each man should ask his neighbor and each woman her neighbor for items of silver and gold. Now the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, Moses himself was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. So Moses announced, This is what the Lord says. About midnight I will go throughout Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, including all the firstborn of the livestock. Then there will be a loud cry throughout all Egypt, such as has never been, nor will ever be. But not even a dog will growl at any of the Israelites, at either man or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All your servants will come to me and bow down before me, saying, Get out, along with all the people who follow you. After that, I will leave. Then he left Pharaoh, hot with anger. The Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not listen to you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. So Moses and Aaron did these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go out of his land.